Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here, host of Voice of Black Star on EPRN, where I host programs about the awakening taking place amongst African Americans and how it is affecting us according to scripture, i.e. the Bible. I would love to conversate with like minds, spreading the word and preparing brothers and sisters for what's to come in these last days. If you would like to put in the armor of Yah and resurrect your brethren with your portion, please email me, MinaShazz @gmail.com. That's MinaShazz, MinaShazz @gmail.com. Are you a black business owner looking to network and have your business advertised? Well, look no further. Voice of Black Star on EPRN is moving in the same direction, and love to work and grow with you. Email me, MinaShazz @gmail.com for further details on strengthening our community mentally, spiritually, and economically. Do you promote the Most High in rhythm and song? Do you have lyrics and beats to vibrate dry bones? If so, Voice of Black Star is looking to promote you on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. For further details, email me, MinaShazz @gmail.com to get started today. Peace and blessings, family. Fall is approaching. Are you ready to fall in love with your skin this season by using the world's creamiest shea butter? Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé has you covered from head to toe. Visit your local beauty supply or afshea.com today. That's afshea.com, afshea.com.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
listen now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in it.
No pleasure.
Who do you believe in?
Who
do you believe in?
Good Mr. President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt us. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping his cover. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we would give. All the ones that'll be protected are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Woe to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit. Gotta turn down the flesh to even hear it. Do you feel it?
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
The fact of the matter is that this life is a battle. We're being chastised now with a spiritual powder. How you expect to go to war with no ammo? You better think about it. We are like a nation of Rambos, even the king riding. Gotta disarm us before we unify. Identify each other as brothers and come to genocide. Let's ride, Israelite bride. And the Bible is my 45. Studying the scriptures, getting closer to the Most High. Tell me who wanna bang out with the highest power. Without him, you dirt cheap, like a drinking happy hour. This goes out to all the non-believers. Y'all a bunch of cowards. Y'all too busy being wicked, letting pork be pit the fire. I wake up confessing, knowing I'm wrong. I don't deserve to live. I am not worthy of him or his kill. So I thank him every day that I wake and see that I live. Ain't nothing fake. I'm in the war. You scared to come out the crib.
Who do you believe in? Put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
You gotta draw a line, pick a side. Strapped in for the bride. Grace means you survived. A lot of Judah ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side. Strain worn, born to thrive. Tossed aside, drain more from genocide. Who do you believe in? Set it off like Stephen. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking? Or folly that you speaking? The foe steady peaking, the spirit steady leading. Allah is one and he won't change. Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames. So what is you talking about? We struggle and we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name. Higher, forgive us. Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive and we still tame.
top. Three, they are all on the side. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Four, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and call not upon thy power of higher.
Peace and blessings, family. And thank you for joining me tonight on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, where we're discussing the book of Revelations tonight. We're on chapter 12 this evening, family. There has been so much going on. You know, so much going on. So thank you for joining me on the Voice of Black Star this evening. I pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed, restful, peaceful Shabbat. I know a lot of us have yet to grasp the concept that we African Americans, as well as those at, in the diaspora, are the children of the Most High. We are the chosen seed. Does that mean that Abba Yah hates other nations and stuff? Well, there are some that he does hate. Okay, but for the most part, you know, for those who choose to follow him, he will definitely bring into the fold. He will protect and cover, but you have to choose to follow him. And not a lot of Gentiles are going to be following him in these last days, family. A lot of them are going to fall off. And I know it's hard for us to grasp, you know, that we are a chosen people who have been oppressed for so many decades. Okay? The Most High had this set up, family. He had it set up. And I know a lot of, you know, there's a lot of talk going around about how we are oppressed. We continue to talk about it daily, time in and time out. We keep talking about the oppression of the black race, especially here in America. But we're not understanding that no man shall buy us out of this situation. And that's what a lot of us are looking for. Someone to buy us out of this situation, or looking to take ourselves out. You know, and I get it. The Most High did say, occupy until he comes. And he's on his way. He's definitely on his way. There's a lot of cleaning to do. He's going to be doing a lot of cleaning of the house, and those of us need to be ready. Are we ready for him? Some of you need to be. Are we ready for the, you know, are you ready for the Most High to come? Are you ready for him? Are you ready to see him? Because when he comes this time, it's for war. And a lot of us ain't going to make it. A lot of us are not going to make it, unfortunately. So we must prepare, family. That's what this book is about. That's what the Bible is about. Because the Bible just means book. And it's filled with books and things like that that the Most High gave to certain men, certain Hebrew men, to pass the word on to his people, to pass on to the world. And it's about to grasp right now. So all this complaining, you know, and all this, you know, thinking that somebody's going to come along, we vote someone in, and this is going to change everything. No. The situation that's going on in this world right now is being played out by the Most High to bring this kingdom to an end. Babylon 2 is going down, family. It's going down. Okay, there's no saving it. That's why you must save yourself. Save yourself in these times, because it's very important that you save yourself. Because the wars and rumors of wars, that scripture is taking place right this moment. Things are coming to a head. Are you spiritually and mentally prepared? Well, kind of spiritually and mentally are pretty much the same thing too. Are you prepared in those angles, family? Are you prepared in that mindset? Do you really truly believe in the Most High power? Do you believe he exists? Do you believe in his coming again? Because if you do truly believe, that means that you are following his words. You're following his Ten Commandments. Because at the end of the day, family, the Ten Commandments will get you through this situation we're about to go through now. This hell we're about to really hit. Okay? We have to go through this. All of us have to go through this. We will be tested. This is a test of our faith right now. We're being tested of our faith, and we got to get real about it. Are we truly about the Most High? We truly have faith in Him? Do we truly believe in Him? Do we truly believe that He exists? Because I got a lot of feeling that a lot of people really, they talk a lot. They talk a lot, but of little faith. Little faith. But I digress, family. Tonight we're going to talk about the book of Revelation, chapter 12. And this is a good quick read on this. And this is, you know, talks about the witnesses and the earthquake. Talks about the earthquake. But let's hear it. Let's hear what the Most High has to say. Let's hear His words so He can prepare us. And hopefully you'll find something in this scripture that will help you put together something that you probably had in your head like you couldn't figure out as to what's going on right now. Why is this stuff is happening? What is happening? Well, let's see. First chapter 12 is the case. But I'm going to go back to chapter 11 first. Let's read. Let's begin, fam. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple, leave out. Measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. In the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouth and devour their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues, as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Uh-oh, family. Listen to what's being said here. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelleth on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Did y'all catch that part at the end, family? Did you catch it? Did you catch verse 15? Let me read it to you again. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become of the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God, God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. Family, this is going down. Now, this is what's happening now. This is where we're at now, family. We're in this situation. Okay, we're in this situation. Of course, Christ himself hasn't come physically here yet, but he's stirring the pot. The pot is stirring. Okay? These kingdoms are going down. These kingdoms are about to become Christ's kingdoms. That's why I have no interest in this voting system. I have no interest in this world, in this system of things. I have no interest. Because it's all coming down, family. It is nothing. Nothing. Okay? I give thanks to the Almighty Power for bearing witness to this. So listen, family. This is what's going down. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. Let me read that one again, family. And I'm going to start at verse 15. Then we'll read all the way down again. And I'm going to read it uninterrupted. Let's read. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God. Hallelujah. Saying, we give thanks, O Lord, O God Almighty, which art and was and art to come. Because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, in the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. He's going to destroy those that destroy the earth. Family, these people right now, these rulers right now, so these are evil people. These are evil. There is no love in their hearts. None. It's stony. It's this lucre. Filthy lucre is all that's on these people's minds. And war and death. This is Satan's world, family. This is his world. This is what he wants. He says he's going to try to take down as many people as he can with him when he goes, when he leaves here. Because when Christ comes, he is taking out Satan too. Satan's going away too. Family. He's just been allowed just a short period of time. He's just been allowed a short period of time, and it's coming to an end. It's coming to a close. He had his fun. He done had his wars he done put on the earth. He done had it so he had nations divided, people killing one another. And now it's getting worse. People are starting to hate one another. We're starting to hate one another amongst ourselves. I'm talking about Israel. We're starting to hate amongst our own selves. And the temple of the God, and the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. Man, it's about to get real. It's getting real. The Messiah is serious, family. Y'all need to take this book seriously. Please take this book seriously. Take this book seriously, because it's telling you what's going to happen and how to prepare yourself. And let's get on to now. Revelation 12. Let's hear it. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. Okay. Israel being birthed. Most High coming upon the earth. Not necessarily coming upon the earth. The woman is the whole Christ. She's the whole earth. She's Israel. And the 12 stars crowned on her head are the 12 tribes of Israel. This is what they're talking about, family. So when they say that, you know, Israel is done away with. We don't exist anymore. We are still here. The Most High still loves us. He still wants us. We're still going to be those people. His word never changed. He don't fluctuate. How we become the people again and take rule of this earth is a whole other story now. He has to adjust it because we're such wicked people ourselves. We don't know how to put it together. We're rebellious children. So he has to chastise us, and he's using the world and the nations to do it. That's what's happening right now, fam. That is what's happening right now. And he's going to come back. He's filtering us out. He's filtering us out. He's filtering us out now. He's seeing. what's going on. We better bear witness as to what's going on so we can survive what's to come. Okay? And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. Okay? Now we're talking about Christ. Not Christ, but Satan. Hashatan, some may like to call him the devil. You know, the deceiver. You know, the fallen angel. The main fallen angel. He came down, and he having his people that he's ruling right now. These people in offices all across the country, they belong to Satan. They're his people. They're his nation. That's why I don't follow in this whole, all this political stuff and talk they talk, you know? Because you know you talk about Trump was supposed to have this big walkout today, you know, not walkout, but everybody's supposed to be protesting because of Trump having some type of indictment and all that. Just keep you distracted. This distraction news is what I call it. Distraction news, okay? Are they trying to get you right so you can get ready to set him up in the office so they can get this thing going right? Who knows? All I know is that, family, we need to come out of her. Come out of her, my people. This has nothing to do with you. Let that go. Let that go. It's over. It is done. Stick a fork in it. It's over. Wake up, Zion. Wake up. Come out of her. Let's keep going, family. Verse 4 of chapter 12 in the book of Revelation. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, to devour her child as soon as it was born. We're talking Christ. So this is a battle. Okay, there's multiple battles going on here, family. There's a spiritual battle. There's a real battle. It's a lot of things happening. Okay? 4, the red dragon represents Satan and his rebellion against Yah in heaven and how he got cast out of heaven along with other angels who decided to follow him. And they say he drew a third part of the heaven, the stars of heaven with him. Those are other angels. And they got cast out of the heavens too. The Most High, you know, there was a war in heaven. And they got cast down. Let's keep reading. Okay? And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Family, now you listen to this. I know that people just say, you know, that Christ is one guy, but he's speaking of himself in third person sometime. And then it don't work like that, family. It just don't work that way. People don't conversate like that. There are two beings. There's a God, the master being, who's up there. There's God, the master being, who's up there, who no man has laid eyes on. That's the one you have never seen. Christ you may have seen, because he has come to us in flesh form before. But he hasn't done that in our time, of course. That was done thousands of years ago to get our guys right, to come forth to us, to get us prepared for what we're about to witness today. And when I say today, that don't mean today, family. I'm going to need you to put your thinking caps on real tight, nice and tight. Okay? So, let's keep going. Verse 5. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And he's going to come to his throne. So, God is going to put Christ, his son, his seed, on the throne. Okay? And that's the throne of the whole world. He's about to rule. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Okay? Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Satan was accusing us, people. We're his family. Israel has been cast down. Black people, you wonder why you're always constantly being oppressed no matter where you go. It doesn't matter where you go. You're constantly oppressed. People don't like you. Other nations just don't like you. You just can't seem to get along. No matter how you try to adjust, to accommodate, to fit in their nation, they just seem not to like you. Deep down, in their little secret rooms, in their little off spaces, they laugh at you. They talk about you. They mock you. Okay? The Most High has taken his hedge of protection away from us, family. He has allowed us to be bare because we became arrogant. We became arrogant. And so we really have to look back and repent, family, on ourselves. We are the cause of our problems. We are the reason why we are here where we are today. We are the reason why the world is where it is today. We did this, family. We did this because these other nations will not be in power right now. Have we followed the commandments? And from the very beginning, we sure wouldn't be here right now if Adam had did his part and paid attention to the Most High. Okay? And rebuked whatever that was that his wife was trying to bring him. Rebuke it. That's all. But he didn't do that. He went along with her in that madness. Both of them. Cutting up. Anyway, again, I digress. My forefathers, you know, this world. But we got to digress on that. Let's read on. And it says, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, and that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Okay? So it's talking about our prophets and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Satan them was cast down. Family, okay, think about it. In spiritual terms, like you have like certain things that were going on. You had our people who were actually, some of us were possessed with the wickedness, and we persecute our own peoples. Okay, and remember, you see, our people was the ones that took out the prophets. I know we talk about the Romans did it. Yeah, they did that, but our people was the ones that caused our prophets to be in the custody of those Romans and other people, other nations. Because we weren't trying to hear this truth. They were persecuted day and night. And we're going to be persecuted. Those that speak the truth today will be persecuted day and night. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. And for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might flee into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and a time and a half time from the face of the serpent. So we're going to get a break for a second, family. It's going to be a break time in there. But right now, he's persecuting because he's angry right now. Right now, he's definitely angry. Because his time is short. It is running out and it's going, family. Family, listen. His time is almost up. And so great wrath. He's angry right now, too. When he came down, it was bad. When he came down, yeah. When he got cast out, it was bad. Yes. But right now, his time is short now. It's winding down. It's winding down. Things about to change for him. We're about to see some stuff that we've never seen and witnessed before. And I know some of us are not ready for it. A lot of us are not mentally ready for it. Because we're too busy believing in the physical world. We're too busy believing in, you know, the physical. We're not looking at things with spiritual eyes, family. There's a difference. You got to come out of your fleshy eyes and put on your spiritual eyes and let the Most High enter you. Let Him enter you. Let Him enter your mind. Let Him enter your body. Let Him enter your spirit. Hallelujah. Verse 15, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise Yahuwah's name. Praise His holy name. Family, we're going to be persecuted right now. And it's going to get worse for the seed of Israel. It's going to get worse for us, family. It's going to get worse for us. Look for no sympathy. Especially if you're not following Christ. If you're not truly following Him. If you're not truly believing in what's to come and what's happening in this word. You're going to be persecuted real hard. And there are some of us that will be persecuted in this time too, just to test our faith, to find out exactly where we at. Are we going to break when something, you know, negative come up? Are we going to break? Are we going to fold when the hard times come up, when certain things happen, when family members turn against you? Are you ready? When the family, your family may not even be here with you, family. You may be the only one pulling the weight all by yourself. Are you going to be able to withstand that negative talk, the spirits that come along, that jump onto your family members, that come and say some things to you that you may not, you know, that you will find offensive or may hurt your feelings real bad? Or they may call you crazy because of how you feel and what you believe in. You'll be persecuted. Christ is persecuted. He didn't walk through this thing easy. He didn't go skipping la 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 to the pole and say, "All right, take me out." He didn't do that. Jab me in my side so I can see him bleed to death up here on this pole. I don't think he did that, family. He had to go through this because it was the thing to do. He had to show his sacrifice. He had to show his faith. The Christ walked how we should be walking. He went through what we went through, what we're going through. He went through it to show us that it can be done. Okay? And that you will have eternal life. You will be resurrected. Let's pray you're resurrected with a good heart and that the Most High find you right. Okay? Right now is not the time to be sitting there talking about each other back and forth. Now is not the time to be going against each other, family. Now is the time to be getting your spirit right with the Most High. Okay? Getting your mind right, getting your body right, getting yourself together. For what's to come. Because it's only going to get worse, family. Especially these wars that's been happening kind of silently going on. You know, the news isn't talking about it like it should. Or as in detail as it should be. But it's going down. All hell is breaking loose. For real, family. But you have to be prepared. The Most High will protect you. I promise. He will protect you. You just have to have faith in Him. That's all I got, fam. That's all I have is faith. I find there's no other way. So with that being said, family, I pray that you have a blessed, blessed, blessed Shabbat. Meditate. Think. Praise the Most High's name. Praise His name. Throughout the week. It don't just have to be the Sabbath. Yes, He sanctified the Sabbath as a day of rest because He finished His work, okay? He finished His work on the sixth day, and the seventh day He rested. But right now, family, we're in a state right now we constantly have to be worshiping for protection. We constantly have to have His protection on us 24/7. So these are the times we're living in. This is Satan's world right now. And like I said, he's angry. He's real angry right now. He came down angry. When he first came down, he was angry. But he's pissed right now. He's straight up right now. Things are about to go down. So be prepared, family. Take care. Get your reading on. Read. Study. Tune in to different things. Tune into my channel on Facebook, Conversations with the Hebrew. You'll find a lot of understanding there. I have a great, 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 I should say, a great, great speaker, should I say, a brother, you know, I would say pastor, I guess. I won't say pastor too much because I'm not all for the whole Christianity type thing anymore. It's just like right now I'm just all about Abba Yah. I'm all about God now in His Word. That's it. No man being like that. So, but this brother here, he does talk a lot on the Bible. He talks all the Bible. But anyway, again, Conversations with the Hebrew. Please tune in on Facebook. He has different posts and things like that. Keep you inspired. Keep you in the loop as to what is going on. And I pray that you have a blessed evening. And I'm out.